everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast.
The podcast.
This is episode 101. Do you remember? There was an echo in there, I think.
Do you remember? Yeah. What a great song.
Yeah. Even though you don't know the lyrics.
No, but I know some of the lyrics.
The joke was that he does not remember because as we were getting ready to air this episode,
I started singing it, but I started singing the wrong words.
Do you remember the 21st day of September? And that's not the right word.
It's the night, huh? It's the night. Yeah. Well, it's not really my music, to tell you the truth. Okay. I mean, it's a good song.
Well, what are we? Well, let's tell the people what they're trying to remember, or you're trying to remember.
For this episode, or about that song? Let's just put the context. They're like, who cares about that song? Yeah. It's one of the tracks from my favorite roller coaster, Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind.
Yes, which we rode on our recent trip. When I say recent, it was in November.
It was months ago.
And between November, we've had December and most of January. So that is why we're going to see if Randy can remember.
Hey, we're busy people.
We are busy people.
It's mostly my fault. To be quite honest, it's actually almost all my fault. Many times Kayla said, hey, you want to do an episode tonight? And I'm like, nah, I'm tired.
It's fine. It's fine. The people, they get enough of us, I think. They can go back and listen to 100 episodes.
There are 100 other episodes of us not remembering, or at least me not remembering.
Okay, so I need you to actually remind me, what was the weather event? Or no, was it a TSA? The reason our trip changed.
It was the government shutdown.
The government shut down. And we were all freaking out that they were going to cancel our flight. So we ended up making our trip that we had planned an extra day. We went early.
Unbelievable how things just work out in our favor sometimes. So, you know, there was a looming government. It had been going on, and we were concerned because we had tickets. We only had 2-day tickets.
And we had a party ticket, which is a certain night.
And so I just kind of thought about it. I said, I think we should just go the day before because the airports had been crazy. Some people were standing in security lines forever. Flights were getting canceled left and right. And I was just really concerned that we were going to miss the party, which was it was a ticket. And it wasn't like you would be able to just go to another night. So we went in an extra day early, which was a great idea.
Yeah. And, okay, so do you remember which hotel we stayed at?
Well, we stayed at the Contemporary Resort.
Yeah.
It was my very first time. I remember that.
Yes. Okay. So do you remember what the theme was inside our room? Like what kind of
movie? Yeah, it's The Incredibles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was very well done. And I thought it definitely could have fit 5 people. I mean, we were happy to just have 2 of us.
I don't remember that. I don't remember saying, oh, 5 would fit here comfortably. Was there beds for 5? Sure.
I don't know. I thought there was. I mean, considering some hotels have no walking space, it would have been fine.
Not for me.
What I remember, though, is when we got there, it was late at night, and it was
pretty late. I think we got in at like
10 or 11.
It was really, really late.
So we missed seeing Happily Ever After from our balcony that night. But I remember, I don't know how many times we're going to say that we opened the curtains and we had a view.
There it was. Like the Magic Kingdom was like right there. So this is the very first time I've stayed at the Contemporary. You had stayed there previously.
Yep.
But this was the last of the monorail.
I didn't have a view like that, though.
This was the last of the monorail resorts for me to finally get to go to. I think now I have stayed at all of the deluxe resorts.
Probably. Yeah. Although I think Saratoga Springs is technically deluxe.
I would debate that. Even though it's classified that, yes. Anyways, sorry, Saratoga Springs lovers. but yeah, I mean, if you stayed at Old Key West, you've probably stayed at Saratoga Springs. It's about the same thing.
Well, I don't know. One day maybe we'll find out.
No.
Anyway, so, this is a true deluxe.
This is a true deluxe. It's on the monorail loop, right? Those are my favorite resorts anyways. They're the easiest ones. They have the best transportation options. And I was super excited about this because you just walk to and from the Magic Kingdom. I didn't have to wait for a monorail if I didn't want to. If the line was too long, didn't have to wait for a boat, didn't have to get on a bus. You just walk right there. Now, the problem was, do you remember?
I remember. It was cold.
What was the temperature?
It was hot cocoa weather.
Yeah, it really was, actually. I think this might be the coldest I've ever been at Disney. You know, we had temperatures in
The
low 40s with wind chills in the 30s, if I remember.
Yeah.
Do I remember that right?
Yeah. Well, I have a screenshot of the weather. You got to give up the shtick. Never. Anyway, I remember taking a screenshot of the weather because, you know, usually it'll be like, this is so many degrees below the normal average. But it was almost unbelievable and almost a little laughable. Like, really? A cold snap in November, like you kind of expect that in January or February, but I know I'm so close to this screenshot picture I had, but oh, there it is. I have here that it was 21 degrees below the average normal and it felt like 41 degrees. So I don't know. In my brain, it almost felt colder than that.
Yeah, it felt a lot colder than that. Now having spent some time the last few weeks here, pretty cold weather. It was frigid for us, but you know, we're tropical people.
Okay, I'm just going to go along. Yeah, we are tropical people. I'm just going to go right into the fact that I talked about hot cocoa. Do you remember how bad the hot cocoa was at that Christmas party?
Oh.
It was so bad. And I know it's included, but it is... We do pay for it with the price of admission to that party. And
so let's talk.
We had a good hot cocoa story, let's start with the bad one.
Let's talk about this for a second. So if listeners will remember, and maybe I talked about it on this one, maybe it was on Escape to the Magic, but you know, years ago, Dak and Ryan and I and some friends, we went to a Christmas party.
You went with Will and Jack once too, I think.
Yeah, but that was different. Yeah. So this was me and Dak and Ryan, and we went. And man, we were just so disappointed in everything, right? But first and foremost, we were disappointed in the snacks. And part of the thing, it kind of tipped us off as we were walking in, that disappointment was, as soon as we walk in, they always give you a cookie. And this was a cookie wrapped in plastic, like permanently, like a Little Debbie cake or something like that, right? Yeah. And I thought, I've been to Christmas parties before. This isn't how it goes. They normally hand me one in a napkin.
Right. That's right? A giant basket full of cookies Grandma made.
Fresh cookies. Yeah. Like we make cookies daily, okay? So that first time we walking in and they gave us a cookie in a little wrapper and it was gross. And so was every other snack the whole rest of the night. And, you know, so we kind of said, you know what? I think they've ruined it. The Christmas parties aren't a great value anymore. Of course, this was during the Bob Chapek days too, right? So
yeah, that was everything the dark stunk times.
Back then. And so we said, you know, we're just not going to go to parties for a while. And we didn't. Fast forward a few years, we said, let's give the party a try again. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. The food was great. The snacks was great. Everything was fresh again. And I'm like, okay, they've course corrected. So now we go to this party. And we walking in the gates, and they give us an ornament, and then you get to your cookie, and what did they give us?
A pre-wrapped.
We're back to Little Debbie.
Yeah.
Except it wasn't as good as Little Debbie.
I mean, there was a variety.
And that was, in my opinion, that was actually pretty much par for the course the entire night. I don't remember really finding a single snack that I was like, oh, I'm so glad we paid extra for a special ticket for this, and this was one of the great amenities, right? Now, put aside the stacks. Is Christmas party great? Sure. You get an awesome parade. We had a great time. The lines were low, relatively. We got to do everything we wanted to do. But the food was just abysmal. And I hope that someone anywhere with some connection to anyone else can pass this message along. You have got to do better about this.
Well, the thing is, people keep paying these crazy ticket prices. We went
and they
like
go
one
up
the,
every single year.
We went like, I think we went on Veterans Day, so like we went early in November, and that was the cheapest ticket we could have bought. I do have to say that this.
And
this
how much was it? It was like $180 still or something.
I think it was
$150. Or, I mean.
Still a lot.
It's insane for a night. Okay?
But you guys, everyone that listens knows that I don't have a lot of love for the Mickey pretzel. I don't really have love for it. But I thought that the snowman pretzel that they had at the party was probably one of the better things we ate. It was warm.
I think that was the only good thing I ate.
And then we had that punch that went with it. Yeah. So anyway, it was just...
It was Hawaiian punch. And it tasted like Hawaiian punch.
I know, but it was like, when's the last time I had liked Hawaiian punch?
So, I mean, that was okay. But still, it was just a disappointment because we've done this so many times. This wasn't our first or our second or even our third party. Like, we've been to many parties.
Yeah.
And there's no excuse, I think, for the inconsistency here. You know how to do it well. Keep doing it well. Well, because if you're going to keep raising the prices, you cannot slide back on quality. Cannot do it.
I think that they think that they're...
I think they think we're stupid.
No, I think that they're, you know, maybe, but I think they're thinking, oh, all these people that don't like germs and like everything, like nothing touching, you know, I think there's some sort of like, they think they're placating.
Which maybe there are some of those people. That makes no sense to me because otherwise you don't show up to a place with tens of thousands of people in tight lines where they always say, don't leave any space in between the people.
Okay, do you remember the fact that we had matching t-shirts weeks beforehand? We talked about this on our last episode.
Semi-matching t-shirts.
Semi-matching t-shirts. And the
matching themed t-shirts.
Well, and the irony was that we wore coats.
Had to completely cover them up because it was so dadgum cold.
Okay, but I do want to bring up the fact that staying at a deluxe resort... I'm not saying that you should never stay at the other tiers, and there are great things to be had there. And if that's works in your budget and you get more days on your trip, that's great. But when we were at that deluxe resort, we were able to find a PhotoPass person at inside the Contemporary, which is nice that it's all in, you know, all in one space. You don't have to walk from building to do anything. We could just go down the elevator and do stuff. But anyway, we were able to go down the elevator and there was a PhotoPass guy and he took several good pictures of us with our t-shirts because when we got to the park, we were not interested in taking off our coats or hats to take a picture because it was 40 degrees.
Yeah.
So just a plug, if that's an important thing for you, and I guess it's typically going to be the opposite. It's typically going to be as a woman, you've gotten your hair all done, you're all ready to go, and then you step outside and the humidity melts everything and your hair looks terrible. And so it's the same thing. You could get a nice family picture before.
I hate it when my hair looks terrible.
I know. Yes. So just wanted to throw that out there that...
By the way, I'm bald.
If this 101 episode is your first
Someone's
episode.
Like, why did he say that? It's because I don't have any hair. It was a joke. Ha ha.
Anyway. Okay. So even at Grand Floridian or Polynesian, you go from building to building and very few rooms at the Grand Floridian. I mean, there are some that you can just stay within the same building and get food and go shopping. But... remember that last night? Let's go to the Good Cocoa story. So this was our second day at the parks.
So we're staying on Cocoa. I'm trying to...
I know, I'm all over the place.
Have a theme here. We got no notes, people. We're just flying by the seat of our pants.
All we have is Kayla's camera roll up, and I'm just popping.
I finally said, you know what? I'll do an episode. Let's do it tonight. It's like, we better do this now.
All right. So I am kind of sticking with the nice deluxe resort. So what happened after our second day at the parks... We get back, and I think we knew that the Contempo Cafe was going to close very soon, but I was like, let's have some hot cocoa. Let's get hot cocoa there. But I wanted to go over there and see if that was true, that there was actually a hot cocoa machine. Mm-hmm, so I walked over there rather than going to the register first. Do you remember what happened?
Yeah. Pixie dust happened.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. And cast member came out, and first of all, she complimented you. She said, you're so pretty. And do you remember that? I remember that.
Yeah, I think I did. Yep.
And then asked, you know, if we were here. It was like, oh, yeah, we were thinking about getting some cocoa. She said, hold on just a second. And she went back there, and then she brought us out a couple of
little mugs,
disposable cups for it. And she said, have a great night. And that was it, right? You know, they were basically closed. I don't think you were going to be able to get one or do anything.
Right.
And it was awesome. I love getting pixie dusted. It doesn't happen super often, and it shouldn't happen super often, right? Like it's supposed to be kind of a magical moment.
Random thing.
Yeah. Man, you know, that cast member, like, she could have been like, I'm wiping things down, I'm ready to go home, send my thing.
Don't.
She was just so cheerful and she came in complimentary, and he was like, you know, you guys have a great night. Enjoy the hot cocoa.
Yeah, and then that led into right across the way is the gift shop, which we hadn't had a great experience the day before because there were so many people. It was so packed. And so we were able to go and have our hot cocoa.
So keep in mind, it's probably, what, 10:45?
It's 10:45. Like, they're about to close everything.
Yeah, everything is about to close.
And we're like, you know, we have 10 minutes. Let's go and look at the gift shop one more time. And anyway, it was a more pleasant shopping experience. I think you found a shirt, and I don't know. I get that there's a lot of people, and I'm used to crowds, and you just deal with it. But sometimes it is just nice to have a little bit of like, oh, basically the shop is for us right now.
Well, I think what's cool about that is we're around crowds the entire day, right?
Yes.
We were just surrounded by people nonstop. And here we're in a big hotel. I mean, the Contemporary is one of their larger hotels. There's a lot of people there. And it was almost like a quiet, intimate moment. You go in, we got our own hot cocoa. We walk across, we're in the shop. There was maybe only two other people in there at the time. You know, we got to spend some time. And then, you know, they were closing up. They closed the gates and the windows, but they weren't like rushing us out or anything.
Didn't rush us out.
I think actually I said, hey, these people want to go home. We should leave.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, when someone does good by you, you want to do good by them. And so that we just kind of fed off of that. Okay.
So what was supposed to happen in this episode was you were supposed to find a picture and describe it, and I was supposed to see if I could remember what it was.
I do have one.
Oh, okay.
I have a picture in mind. Do you remember what you had for breakfast the first night or the first morning?
What I had for breakfast for first morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a cinnamon roll.
Yes.
Theoretically, it was supposed to be like a colossal cinnamon roll that we used to get. It was not.
It was not very good.
I've been saying this for years. So here's a backstory, listeners. You used to be able to go to Animal Kingdom and get a thing called a colossal cinnamon roll. There was one place that served it, and it was right inside of Africa, not too far from the Kilimanjaro Safari. It was like a hole in the wall, literally. You walked up to this window, you're like, I don't know how you get to anything else. And someone comes out, you say, I want the cinnamon roll. You get it. It was enormous, okay? And it was a Mickey head-shaped cinnamon roll. So it was one big roll and then two small buns for the ears.
Yeah.
And they had icing on there, but the other thing is it had a honey drizzle on there too. It was delicious. Super flaky, great pastry. We used to get it for years. Dak will tell you, like, it's his favorite thing of all time that we would get. He would just crave that. Well, one day, some genius said, you know what? Let's make this smaller, and let's get rid of the honey sauce, and let's make it dry. And that's what they serve now.
Yeah.
And you can get it at multiple places. Now you can go get it at the Starbucks.
But it does look attractive. And clearly it was attractive
enough.
Yeah,
the picture looks amazing, right? So you can go get it at the Starbucks down the way. And now we saw it here at the hotel and you could get one there. And I said, well, maybe it's different. They described it as a colossal cinnamon roll. So I got it and I remained disappointed.
Well, when you got it out of like a warming cabinet. So I think that was only making it drier. It was just basically in this environment that was keeping it warm, but drying it out. And I think I had a bite because I was like, well, it looks so good. It's, you know, maybe he's wrong. Then I had a bite and I was
no. I was right. It was just
I'm right.
So disappointing.
Does that go in your head all the time?
I'm so disappointed.
No, I'm right. Plays over and over in your head. Okay, here's one. Do you remember how many parks we park hopped to on that second day?
On the second day? Three.
Yeah.
We did Magic, Hollywood, and Epcot.
Yeah, and
it was amazing.
Well, I was just going to say the disappointing. What was the thing that you say? I'm so disappointed.
So disappointed.
I felt disappointed by the time we got to Magic Kingdom. There was just, it was so busy and there was nothing to do. Like it was so crowded. And so we purposefully did it that way because we were able to do all the stuff we wanted to during the party. We had a great time.
Yeah, we literally did the entire park during the party, right? Complaints. Everything that was worthwhile doing. And we got to see party fireworks.
Right.
And so we set it up this way because the next night we were like, we're going back to watch Happily Ever After. And so really when we went, our only purpose was to see the fireworks, but it would be nice to do some more too.
We saw the new nighttime parade too, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, that was actually really cool.
But it was just one of those things where when I tell people I don't usually recommend park hopping, it's because of how I felt by the time we got to, it took a long time to get from Hollywood Studios to Magic that night.
It did take a long time.
It was probably like an hour, which you just feel like a deflated balloon at that point. Yeah. And then you get there and you look at the park map and you're like, everything has a huge line. And anyway, so it was just,
yeah. Did we do any attractions that night?
I think we ended up Space doing Mountain? Something. I think we did a few things. Yeah. Space Mountain after. Well, remember, do you remember what we were waiting for in the confectionery?
Oh, we were waiting for that goofy popcorn you always get.
Love that popcorn so much. Yeah. And I was so...
This is why I don't like that popcorn, because you wait forever.
Well, anyway, we don't have to go into the whole thing about the popcorn.
Oh, popcorn!
Okay, the short story is, typically I go up to the counter and have them custom make what I want, and it's fresh right in front of me.
This popcorn, if you don't know, this is the special popcorn, right? Where you can pick the type, you know, whether you want regular or
cheddar,
cheese,
caramel.
Yeah. And then you can add candies to it.
I was trying to
and
tell
drizzles
this in a short story.
And everything. Well, because the people are like, who cares about popcorn? Go to the stand. No, this is the different popcorn.
All right. Thank you.
And it costs $70. It doesn't cost $70.
Anyway.
It's only $69.99.
I usually do it at the end of the night when there's no line, because the line, it is a very slow process, even if you're the only person there. But when there's a line, it's obviously much worse. So I.
Because they can only make for one person at a time.
Well, there's two different stations if there happens to be two employees back there. So this time, rather than customizing my own mix, I was like, you know what? I'll just order it on the app. Because they have two different options where it's already pre-mixed. They're like, this is what you have to get. You don't get to choose. And there was one that was close enough to the things that I usually like that I'm like, well, I'll just order this one and pick it up. Well, the mobile order situation was not
disaster.
Good. It was not good. And so anyway, that just slowed down the momentum that we had already lost from the hour it took to get to park hop from.
I mean, I think we waited for that popcorn for 40 minutes.
I think we did. Yeah. And the thing was,
now here's the thing,
the window that they gave me on the app, you know, I had to abide by it. So like they did barely get it within the window, but it was just one of those like, oh, certainly it won't take 40 minutes.
And if we had really thought about this, we would realize, oh, that's not going to work either, because it's not like they have a batch of that waiting to go. They have to go make your order.
Right. Yeah.
Just like when you go to a regular quick service place, they still got to cook your fish and whatever and bring
it
out.
Yeah.
So they had to go make it, which meant that they would have to cut in front somehow of the people that were already waiting in line to make this mobile order and get it out. We didn't think about that. I didn't think about that till literally just this moment.
Well, I mean, the thing is, when you mobile order from the confectionery, usually it's not that hard, because usually they just grab things out of the counter that's already made. Oh, you want a cookie? You want a piece of fudge? They throw it in a bag. Here you go. For whatever reason, that was not the situation with the popcorn. It was not already. So this is a very long way of saying,
don't mobile order the special popcorn from the confectionery.
Well, and trust that when it says, you know, your window availability of picking this up is 30 minutes from now, it's going to be 30 minutes from now, especially when it's right before fireworks and a parade and stuff. So anyway, that was, do you remember that we park hopped? I think... Besides that, we had a good park hopping experience.
Actually, I think we had a great park hopping experience. We did buy the Lightning Lane for that day. Is that what it's still called?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
We got
confused.
We got the single pass and the multi pass.
Yeah, but we did buy Lightning Lane multi pass for the day. This was my first time to do it under the new system. Still a pro, y'all. I still got it.
We still got tons of.
I still got it. I think we got pretty much. We maybe one thing we waited in line. I think a Space Mountain and it was walk on, right?
Oh yes.
But we basically did everything we wanted to do for the day, knowing that we were hitting three parks. So that doesn't mean we went to every attraction.
Didn't know we were going to go to two. We were planning.
That
on
was
just,
not the plan.
Yeah, we were not planning on doing.
But
Hollywood.
It was working so well for us at Epcot. We got through everything in the morning. We're like, well, I guess let's go to Hollywood. And we were able to get lightning lanes for attractions in Hollywood. So we went there for Tower of Terror. And then I just kept rolling it. And I was like, man, it was awesome. It was money well spent, even though I don't think we should have to pay for the service anyways.
Yeah. And I feel like different one of the other episode. Reasons we wanted to go was because when we were there in June with our family, I think Rock and Roller Coaster was down. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was down. It was. And so I'm like, well, I kind of want to go ride that. And so,
you know who was at Hollywood Studios yesterday?
Was it the Aerosmith guy?
Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Yep. They were actually there at the, because you know they're about to take Aerosmith off of the ride.
From there. So do you
I guess
you
it's no hard feelings because they showed up in person to be like, oh, how cool, end of an era. But I always wonder, is Aerosmith upset about
bitter.
This? How dare you, Muppets?
But do you remember getting back to our theme. Do you remember our experience with Rock and Roller Coaster?
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Remember? So we've been so many times. So the thing was we got there and Rock and Roller Coaster was down.
Right.
It was not working. And we were like, well, of course it's not working.
We came over here for this.
But we walked over there. Everything said it was down. They'd been turning people away for hours. Okay. It hadn't been up for a long time. It wasn't like this was an intermittent thing. The queue was completely emptied. Nobody was in the line at the queue.
Yeah. And they wouldn't let people in.
And they weren't letting people in.
Cast members were, yeah.
So we go back over there a little bit later and I look at you and I say, I think they're letting people in, even though it still said it was closed. We must have got there immediately when they signaled the word like, hey, we're back online. And we literally walked on to Rock and Roller Coaster.
Totally walked on.
We walked on to the front. Like, I've never done that before on that attraction.
And then, do you remember at the end of that ride what happened?
And then it got broke and we were stuck for a while.
We weren't stuck too long, but it was just like, okay, I guess this is our sign that we were meant to do this ride.
We're not getting our picture, right?
No, I don't think we did not.
I don't think we did.
Maybe
it was an awesome pose too, but
we had a great Tower of Terror though. Like it was one of those, you know, like it's always kind of a different, sequence of ups and downs or whatever, but we had a great, experience. And I think there's always somebody that's on that ride that's scared to death, you know, and makes the whole ride more fun. But we did get our picture for Tower of Terror. Okay, do you remember which show we saw at Hollywood Studios?
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. What was your...
We actually watched it all the way through.
Yeah, we went with our kids once and they were like...
We lasted 5 minutes and that was it. I thought it was very good. I probably would have liked to have been a little bit closer so I could see better. In my younger years where we were at, I probably would have been able to see fine. But this time I was still kind of like trying to make out details. But I think we got there late
and that's why we didn't.
I think it was very good. Very well done. I enjoyed it.
Okay. It's one of my favorites. Obviously it's a very quick, shortened version of the story, but.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of gaps in the story.
Yeah. But very, very colorful costumes and stuff.
I think it's amazing to me, honestly. I'll say this, and I don't think I'll get in trouble, but it's amazing to me. They get the prettiest ladies to be these princesses and look just like them. Because I thought she
trouble
looked
for me. Is that what you're worried about?
And I'm glad you're on the other side of the room. But
at least the lady at the Contemporary thought I was pretty.
But I thought she looked just like the Belle from the cartoon.
Yeah.
Like she looked just like her. Yeah. I thought it was so well done. I know she's wearing a wig and this and that and everything else, but it's just amazing to me that they're able to pull that off. I thought the same thing during the parade. I'm just like, they look just like the real characters.
Okay, this is a
tangent. They're cartoons, so that's so weird to me that they can pull this off. The only one that I don't think they get right very well, I don't think they do Elsa very well.
Yeah, Elsa has a distinct
But that's because
look.
That's because Elsa, they can't make her eyes big shape. Enough. Yeah, and her nose small enough, right? So you got to get a combination of tiny nose and mouth, enormous eyes.
Yeah. That are shaped, you know.
And then the wig is never, it's just too bulky.
Yeah, it never seems to be flush.
Yeah. But all of the other ones.
Well, amazing. Now we know that Randy has a lot of opinions about how the princesses look. So on another episode. okay, so, but this is a tangent, but on Escape to the Magic, they were talking about how the movies, you know, they feed a lot into the attractions that we have, but there was a lot of princess movies for a long time. And that was like, has a lot of staying power. But the last decade or two, they have not had a lot of princess movies. And so their concern is down the road, is there going to be a nostalgic factor? Are people going to be like, oh, I loved that princess movie when I was little? Or anyway, I thought they had a really good point that it might affect park attendance in the future. Because
you were princesses,
they were like people aren't coming to see Turning Red or Elio or something. I've never seen either of those movies. But
what was the first one?
Turning Red.
What's that?
That's the name of the Disney movie that came out. I don't know.
Yikes!
So tangent.
Communist propaganda to me.
Okay, do you remember the attraction that had a very special effect? Just for a short period while you're there.
Oh my gosh, it was so amazing. So
I'm just really happy you're remembering all these things. I didn't know. I guess I should make these questions harder.
Yeah, I remember a lot more than you think, dear.
You forget a lot more than you think, too.
Yeah, well.
All right, anyway. Which attraction had some pretty unique...
So, you know, the new Tron movie had recently come out, and, you know, I'm an abject Tron fan. Tron Legacy remains probably in my top five of favorite movies, even though there's probably 15 movies in that top five. But it's in
Randy
there.
Randy can't math.
It's in there. And a big part of what happened in the new movie Tron Ares is everything is kind of red. So if you remember Tron Legacy, everything was kind of orange versus white and blue. Now Tron Ares, it was all red. So they did a kind of an overlay for the Tron Light Cycle run at Magic Kingdom, and the canopy would have some red effects that would go with it, and the actual video boards as part of the ride, and the audio had some additional stuff. So there was actually a little bit of an overlay that went to it, and it was pretty cool. But there were certain parts... and the music was different inside the canopy too, or on the ride, but the Tron music was still going on. So at certain parts in the music, if it hit a certain cadence, all of a sudden, if you remember in the regular canopy, it's blue all the time, and then it would turn orange, the shell. Well, for these times, it was turning red. And when
is ironic because that's the name of the Disney movie, which I did confirm.
Red?
Turning Red.
Turning Red. Communist propaganda.
Anyway, keep going.
What year is it? Anyways, So what's cool is we're on the ride and it takes off.
We only did it once because it was so cold.
It was so cold. But if you know the ride, you know that you start off and you basically get launched. And as part of the launch, you go outside and then you're in the shell before you go back inside. Right as we hit the launch and go outside, the second we hit the outside, the whole shell went red. And we went through it, and by the time we go back in, it was going back to its blue color. And it was just cool because to hit that timing, it's like we should have bought a lottery ticket, right? Like, I just don't know how you can't plan for that.
Yeah.
It's literally impossible to plan for. You don't know that the time you're getting on the ride is when the music is going to sync up perfectly to turn the show red.
Remember we watched it several times afterwards? We were like, oh, let's wait for that to happen again.
No, it was like a long time in between. Yeah. So you can't plan for it. So it was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It was, and for you being the huge Tron fan, oh yeah, that burst of cold.
I mean, that
air.
was like shocking as soon as you launched and we hit that outside and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if I remember. Did we wear hats on that ride? I don't think we did. Yeah, we took our hats off. So that made that launch even colder.
Especially for the bald guy.
But I thought, yeah, I don't know. I don't have much more other than we started that day at Epcot. Do you remember? Okay. Do you remember your state of well-being for the trip? You were sick.
I think I was on decongestant at the time.
Yeah, you were sick.
I'd started
antibiotic, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got sick the week before, had some ear problems and other stuff. Yeah. Wasn't getting any better. And so, like, 2 days before we left on the trip, I went to the doctor. We got such a good doctor. He's a good guy. I just said, hey, and I knew I was actually traveling on business the week after this trip, right? Yeah. And I said, I'm going to be traveling for, like, the next 2 weeks. And he could see stuff that was starting to develop, you know. But he said, well, this is what I'm going to do. You do these things. I'm going to give you an antibiotic. Don't start taking it until you feel like you need it. And I tell you what, by that night that I got that prescription, I felt like, here it goes. I'm going downhill. And I took it. And I'm so glad I did because it helped me clear up really pretty fast. But I was still on decongestants and everything. And that's hard when you're trying to enjoy the parks and...
Well, and so that brings up, do you remember your experience on Guardians of the Galaxy this time?
Yeah, so for the very first time of all the times I've ridden it, and I think my motion sickness is pretty well documented. go listen to the Mission Space episode, okay? But you know, I'm pretty easily motion sick, but I have never, ever gotten lightheaded or dizzy or felt kind of sick on Guardians Cosmic Rewind until this time.
Yeah.
And I think it was a combination of the medications and the drugs and everything.
Lack of breakfast, and
I wasn't really,
I wasn't
eating super well because I just, you know, you don't have the appetite when you're not feeling good. But I got off and I thought for a second, I was like, man, I'm going to lose it. And I just remember getting out of the cart and thinking, I was planning it as we were pulling in, like, where's the closest trash can? Now, the good news is this, I didn't lose anything. I kept it all down. You gave me some really cold water.
Yeah, I had some ice water. I'm like,
but
I had to
walk pretty slow for a few minutes, and I caught up. Now, here's the other thing. You know, I also take a Dramamine, an all day non drowsy Dramamine, every time I go to the parks, anyways, because of the motion sickness. Because it doesn't take much to get me. But I've never in all the years that we've been doing Guardians now, which is many years now, it's quite a few, three or four or five or something, but. I've never gotten a hint of sickness there until this time.
You know, the one thing that gets me sometimes is when we're in Finding Nemo and the bubbles are going, we're moving and they're going at an angle.
So,
is this what it's like for Randy?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. So that's a great point because I do get a little queasy in that section where we're in the tunnel.
That one's easy enough to just close your eyes.
And that's what I do is I just stop watching until we get through there. So just imagine this, like I can get sick on the Nemo, but I had never really had an issue on Guardians until this time. And I do think it was had a lot to do with medications.
All right, let's end with one more. How about food? Do you remember the new place we tried that last day?
Oh.
For lunch. We went to Disney Springs. Oh, I actually stumped them, y'all.
The Polite Pig.
There you go.
Yes. Oh, that was delicious.
So good.
My goodness. I've walked by the Polite Pig for so many years, and it's always so busy. There's a lot of people there, but it's a quick service restaurant, y'all. Just so you, there's no reservations. You don't need it.
Yeah.
It's a barbecue Although joint.
The table has like reserved seating. That was confusing.
Which we found out is reserved for people who bought food there.
Yeah.
But I highly recommend it. It was so good. We did wait a little bit in line, you know, because they make it fresh right there for you. But oh, yeah.
So good. So amazing.
Polite Pig, Disney Springs. Great.
Definitely would go there again.
Great barbecue. I would absolutely go there again.
I think some of the reason we don't go there is because our kids aren't big barbecue people, but I think we just need to...
I think they would enjoy this.
We just need to make them eat it. Like, you'll like this.
Yeah, I think so.
Such a good trip. You know, I could have a whole episode, or maybe we'll in the future, about staying at the Contemporary, having the gingerbread house being built while we were there, and... You know, it's not like my number one resort for little kids.
No, I actually
it's
think
kind of
it's,
a little sterile.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed staying there. I didn't like love the place itself. Yeah. I loved the convenience.
So much. Yeah. So
the
much.
Convenience the convenience was great. The amenities were nice. They were nice enough for me.
The people that worked there were great.
The people. Yeah. I think I thought the cast members were really, really outstanding. You know, I still prefer the Polynesian to all of them, followed pretty closely by the Grand Floridian.
Riviera was good.
The Riviera was nice, but I like Beach Club better than... So that's my third, right?
Yeah.
When I go in order of the deluxe resorts, the DVC deluxe resorts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But I thought it was great. I would absolutely stay there again. You just can't beat that convenience of being able to walk. Even when it was cold outside,
yes,
it was better to walk in that cold to get back in the hotel than to wait in that monorail line for like 45 more minutes.
I mean, it might sound silly and you're like, well, that's a lot of money for ease of mind, but it's just one of those things where it's like, anytime you're at Magic Kingdom, you're like, at any point I could pretty easily just go back to my room.
Yeah.
And that's not the case if you stay pretty much anywhere else. So,
I mean, you can walk to the Grand Floridian now, but it's a long walk.
It is. It's at least twice, if not three times as long. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you for indulging me. And I am proud to say that you do remember. So, you know, almost 3 months ago, 2.5 months ago that we took this trip.
That might have been part of what was pushing me off from recording. I was like, I don't know if I know what to talk about.
But brings so much joy, even just talking about it. So anyway, lots of fun.
Look forward to the next one, whenever that will be.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye.